Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. Read Leviticus 22, Ecclesiastes 5, and Psalm 108 if you're following the Old Testament reading schedule for this year. This devotional is about Ecclesiastes 5. Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Draw near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick to speak, and do not be hasty in your heart to utter a word before God. After all, God is in heaven, and you are on earth. So let your words be few. As a dream comes through many cares, so the speech of a fool comes with many words. When you make a vow to God, do not delay in fulfilling it, because he takes no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, and do not tell the messenger that your vow was a mistake. Why should God be angry with your words and destroy the work of your hands? For as many dreams bring futility, so do many words. Therefore, fear God. If you see the oppression of the poor, and the denial of justice and righteousness in the province, do not be astonished at the matter. For one official is watched by a superior, and others higher still are over them. The produce of the earth is taken by all. The king himself profits from the fields. He who loves money is never satisfied with money, and he who loves wealth is never satisfied by income. This, too, is futile. When good things increase, so do those who consume them. What then is the profit to the owner, except to behold them with his eyes? The sleep of the worker is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich man permits him no sleep. There is a grievous evil I have seen under the sun, wealth hoarded to the harm of its owner, or wealth lost in a failed venture. So when that man has a son, there is nothing to pass on. As a man came from his mother's womb, so he will depart again, naked as he arrived, as he takes nothing for his labor to carry in his hands. This too is a grievous evil. Exactly as a man is born, so he will depart. What does he gain as he toils for the wind? Moreover, all his days he eats in darkness, with much sorrow, sickness, and anger. Here is what I have seen to be good and fitting: to eat and drink, to find satisfaction in all the labor one does under the sun during the few days of life that God has given him, for this is his lot. Furthermore, God has given riches and wealth to every man, and he has enabled him to enjoy them, to accept his lot, and to rejoice in his labor. This is a gift from God. For a man seldom considers the days of his life, because God keeps him occupied with the joy of his heart. This is God's word. Here in Ecclesiastes, Solomon has been reporting on his experiments in lavish living. He has taken the wealth God gave him and the wisdom God gave him, and invested these things in searching what is the best way to live. Everything he tried, however, turned out to be a frustrating enigma. It satisfied for a brief time, then offered ever-diminishing returns, then emptiness. Many people who have achieved wealth and/or success in this life have proved this to be true. Some of the most miserable people you may ever meet are the people who got everything they wanted in life. That is, if everything they wanted was something in this life, for this life. Solomon's oft-repeated phrase, under the sun, which is used, for example, in verse 13, indicates the human-only realm. That's what he means when he says under the sun. He's talking about life on this earth. It is a phrase that indicates apart from God. Apart from God, wisdom is a frustrating enigma. We saw that in Ecclesiastes 1, verses 12 through 18, and chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Apart from God, pleasure is a frustrating enigma, according to chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Apart from God, work is a frustrating enigma, according to chapter 2, verse 17 through chapter 3, verse 22. And apart from God, life itself is a frustrating enigma, according to chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Likewise, apart from God, success is a frustrating enigma, according to chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. And career success is a frustrating enigma apart from God, too, according to chapter 4, verse 13 through 16. Apart from God, career success is a frustrating enigma, according to chapter 4, verses 13 through 16. And apart from God, wealth is a frustrating enigma, according to chapter 5, verses 8 through 17. So, did Solomon find anything worth pursuing? Yes, but two things must be said here. First, he found human relationships to be something worthwhile, according to our reading for today in verses 9 through 12. But more as an advantage, he says in verse 9, it's a good return, because one can help someone else up, according to verse 10. Still, this was one positive thing he observed. Second, he saw that there is nothing better for a person than to enjoy their work, according to chapter 3, verse 22. But this truth is tied to another, which is to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. That's from the hand of God, for without him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases God, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness, and that's a partial quote from verses 24 through 26. Now, did you catch that? Solomon says the simple things in life are satisfying only if you are a person who pleases God. This chapter, Ecclesiastes 5, developed that thought even more. Life can be rich and fulfilling if you walk with God. So Solomon advised his readers to fear God in their worship, according to verses 1 through 7, and be satisfied with whatever God gives them, according to verses 18 through 20, especially verse 19, which says, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift from God. And that's the end of the quote from the NIV in verse 19. Why would a person find pleasure and wealth to be a frustrating enigma, while the guy in verses 18 through 20 can eat and drink and find satisfaction? Because the person in verses 18 through 20 walks with God. He may have wealth and possessions, as verse 19 says, but he sees them for what they are, a gift from God, according to verse 19a. Because his walk with God is most important, verse 20 says, God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart. The walk with God is the source of this man's happy life. Now, the book of Job taught us that suffering and trials are part of life. So don't think that walking with God means that everything will always go smoothly and that your life will be a straight line upward. But when you survey a person's entire life, Solomon's conclusion was that a person who walks with God will find the simple things in life satisfying because that person finds his joy in God. And when you find your joy in God, the gifts God gives can be enjoyed as well. How about it? Do you find life to be frustratingly enigmatic? If so, it might be that your walk with God includes a season of suffering for now. But it might also be that you're looking to this life under the sun for satisfaction, instead of looking for life in the Son, that is, the Son of God, by walking with him daily. If Solomon, of all people, couldn't find satisfaction under the sun with all the resources he had at his disposal, we would do well to take his advice and focus on our walk with God, because he is the true source of true satisfaction. If you found this devotional helpful, please go to dailypbj.com/subscribe and put your email address in the box there so you can receive it every day and be helped by it every day in your email. I'm looking for some team members to support me on a monthly basis financially. Please go to dailypbj.com/support if you'd like to be part of my community and contribute on a monthly basis. Finally, please share this with someone who is maybe facing some frustrating enigmas in their life and might find this helpful to refocus their life. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.